Hello, this is my Advent Diary for December 22nd, 2018. Today is Saturday in the third week of Advent. This is a reading from the book of Isaiah. A remnant will return, for though your people Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will return. Destruction is decreed, overflowing with righteousness. And in that day, God's burden will depart from your shoulder, and God's yoke will be destroyed from your neck. I gave up listening to commercial radio nearly 25 years ago, and I gave up watching broadcast television news about 9 years ago. I finally got tired of being yelled at by disembodied voices and talking heads, either while driving to and from work or trying to eat my breakfast or dinner. I wearied of the endless contests, the endless commercials, all of the hype. In a move to restore some quiet time in my life, I opted for the off switch. Recently, I've begun to consider doing the same thing with news delivered to me either by email or Twitter, all the news of all sorts and conditions. This isn't because I wish to be uninformed. Rather, I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do with all of the information that's delivered over and over again. In breathless, sometimes hateful, often angry, adrenaline-spiked tones. I'm not sure I trust the plethora of experts who seem to be ever available to offer their opinions, counter-opinions, and hot takes loudly, fervently, emphatically. How does one respond to human needs that are beyond the capacity to comprehend? How is one to make sense of numbers so large they lose their meaning? I can only take so much relevance. Eventually, the phrase breaking news or right now or get this sounds like little more than an endless loop of hyperbole. Moment by moment, on the scene or Twitter hot take reporting doesn't lend itself to any sort of reflection, unless one counts the usual promoted posts or commercial breaks between segments or news headlines. Isaiah has been full of news for the Assyrians and the Jewish kingdoms of Israel and Judah. The news, if you've been reading along with me, has been more or less the same: judgment, destruction, desolation. Isaiah has examined those themes from a number of perspectives, but the overarching theme has been the same. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses is at work in the world in ways seen and unseen, in ways that are often inexplicable, apparently arbitrary, or blatantly illogical to those who are expecting a God who lives down to human expectations. The breaking news for Isaiah is that even the most powerful empires will break apart on the stumbling block of the Holy One's justice. Isaiah's news for today provides the grain of mercy swirling in the ocean of judgment. All will not be lost. All will not be destroyed. God's promise to the covenant people will hold fast, not because of the people's righteousness, but because of God's. Isaiah's news provides no divinely assured bailout. There is not an immediate promise of deliverance, only a hope, only a remnant, only the prospect of a new beginning. For Isaiah, this news is enough. Once the burden of judgment is lifted, when the yoke of oppression is broken, then the opportunity to begin again begins. Isaiah's news is realistic. There will be reminders everywhere of what the covenant people have endured. The burden of judgment will be replaced by the burden of righteousness, the yoke of oppression replaced with the yoke of mercy. A new beginning with a new opportunity. Reading the news in my Twitter feed this Advent Saturday, with Isaiah's words ringing in my head, I'm reminded again that this holy season is about waiting for yet another new beginning. Waiting for God's next new day to dawn. Remembering that the one who came in humility will, at the end of the age, come in glory. Remembering that this one for whom we wait once told his followers, "Come to me, all ye that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, Son of Mary, Son of God. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.